I recently read a story about a man who read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He then read the entire Bible again, then again, then again. His goal was to have the entire Bible committed to memory. Now, it took him several years, but he did achieve that goal. Well, that's certainly a level of faith to be admired and applauded. Committing verses from the Bible to memory serves you well, too. Verses we embrace can be ones which give us comfort, but at the same time empower us to do what we learn about in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Committing Bible verses to memory also equips us to respond to those seeking to spread Satan's darkness of lies or give guidance to those who are seeking answers in truth. This is how we're charged with this duty. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Someone, I'm sure, is saying, I got this. They've committed to their memory John chapter 11, verse 35. Which reads, Jesus wept. Oh, come on. Looking for a better effort than that now. Yet I know there are some, maybe you, who say they don't have the time to do this level of a study. Sure, they read their Bible and highlight passages, but it's just as easy to refer back to them from time to time. Oh, you'd like to build up your Bible memory bank, but can't see how it could be done. Let's build a starting point for you by trying this. Let's work with the concept of how the easiest to find will be the easiest to remember. All throughout the Bible, there are verses at the start of chapters which hold very valuable lessons. Here's what's declared in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lesson is that Jesus has always been and always will be. That's what the use of the term Word with a capital W is telling us. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, in this case Paul, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Paul wrote this while in prison for spreading the gospel. He's telling Christians that no matter what the circumstances, we should conduct ourselves in a way obedient to God's word. Listen to this from James chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. What do we learn from this verse? How we as God's children are to treat everyone with equality. News outlets used to do an experiment. They'd send a reporter in, all dressed up to the nines, into a luxury car dealership, where they, of course, would be swarmed by the salespeople hoping to get that big sale for the day. The reporter would say, no thanks, just looking. Then they dress a reporter in something like a t-shirt, sweatpants, have them mess up their hair, you know, looking like a bum for all intents and purposes. But they'd also have a Black American Express card with them. Those same salespeople who swarmed the first reporter completely ignored the second. If we practice inequality, it's us who pay the price. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in that book. It's a lot to absorb. Psalm 119, verse 1. It's a great place to start. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. A simple but valuable lesson. How we walk will measure how we will be blessed. Once heard a preacher say that if you study and come to understand Romans chapter 8, you will have built a great foundation of faith to stand on. Verse 1 of Romans chapter 8 serves well on its own, too, by the way. Reading here, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Catch that? No condemnation. That's not to say that there is no price if you sin. God will correct you, but you are immune from Satan and those he enlists to spread his darkness or spew his lies. I want to finish by going in the opposite direction. We've been looking at biblical beginnings. Now here's what's placed before us at the end of the Bible, the very end, which is Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Who better to receive love and grace from than the one who is the first and the last?